This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Okay, Joey Pals, it's presented through the generosity, you know I love to say this, of the J. Ovier Group. That's his real estate group. Isn't that pretty? J. Ovier. I think it's Jesus. Jesus Ovier Group. Phone number is 626-310-7042. He specializes in taking care of real estate needs for families who have special circumstances like physical ones, financial ones, emotional ones, recent divorces, all those kinds of handicap things. He also takes care of seniors. He does investments. And he has folks in his office who speak, are you ready? Spanish, Hebrew, German, French, wait for it, Chinese. Okay, in the treasure chest. You've got a free meal from Elmer's. Eat at elmers.com. 3278419. Swallow. I won't get through this. Fresh fruit waffle with fresh strawberries, blueberries, and bananas, topped with cream cheese icing and whipped cream. Oh, dear. That sound good, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Then she also has fresh strawberry crepes topped with cream cheese icing and whipped cream. Also good. Okay, I can say this one. Strawberry apple poppy seed salad. That's a giver. Okay.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
Laser Ink Central Printer Resources has a gift certificate. They're at 4599 East Ramon Road in Palm Springs. Laser, LASRInc.com. 778-4444. New printers, competitive prices, their expertise, all guaranteed. Isn't that sweet?
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
MJR Custom Framing has a $50 gift certificate. Okay, graduations are over, weddings are over. Get those pictures framed before we get into the holidays. That drawer is too full. 108 Suite at the Atrium in Rancho Mirage. 324-6696.
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in, and I look forward to working with you.
And you've got a $50 gift certificate to put toward one of the tours from Red Jeep Tours. I haven't ever been on any of those. Have you?
I have.
They're wonderful, aren't they?
They are, Morgan. So much fun.
Gosh. And it's a red Jeep, for heaven's sake. That's what I drive.
I would love a red Jeep.
So anyway, but I digress. You've got a $50 gift certificate from Red Jeep Tours. That's red-jeep.com, 340-2345. And it works this way. How many children do you still have, Lindsay?
Two.
Still two.
Still two.
Joey still has three. That still adds up to?
Five.
There you go.
I've learned my math from Joey.
From me. Oh, yeah. Be very afraid. We'll take the fifth caller, Joey Pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. We spun the wheel last week. We had such a good time, didn't we, Rick? What? And somebody won $100.
Wow.
So there's five things on the wheel, and there's $500 slots on the wheel. So we're going to spin it again. Oh, oops. In October for Halloween, we have a Halloween costume contest. You've been with me so long, you know we do that. And we give away prizes for most original, scariest, and funniest Halloween costumes. So, yay! And so I'll mail this out, all those nice things, to caller number 5. And we're in our 26th year. We're in our 26th year and our 126th week, this siege. I don't know, what would you call it? What are we under? We're under siege. That was a movie, Steven Seagal.
Good movie.
Yeah. Okay, back to our dear friend, Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. Okay, ready to open the medicine chest?
I think so.
This one keeps circulating. Let me start my timer. Okay. Breast cancer, there's a triple breast cancer. What's that mean? Eliminates breast cancer growth and occurrences. Oh, a new drug. What's triple breast cancer?
It could be a triple positive. So I've talked about breast cancer in the past with hormones.
How awful.
So hormones are really important when trying to treat breast cancer.
Look who you're talking to.
I know. But we do lots of testing when somebody finds out they have breast cancer because we want to test the tumor and see which hormones are impacting the growth of the tumor. So when they create drugs, they talk about the hormones. So
Isn't it usually estrogen?
These are more specific hormones.
Okay.
So they indicate the treatment. They indicate the likely efficacy of treatment and how severe it might be. So this drug is probably related to which hormones are positive in
that
cancer.
But that's a big statement, isn't it? Eliminates breast cancer growth and occurrence. Will you find out what that drug is?
I will, yes. Maybe you can send me the...
That's all I wrote down.
Okay.
And I can hardly read it. I wrote down, Joey Pals, bless your heart. You're, like Brian said last week, they're getting pretty savvy. This was from a woman. She's, and I remember, but I only wrote down triple breast cancer, eliminates breast cancer growth and occurrence. So I'll email you,
find
that out. Okay. Question number two from a Joey Pal. This hurts. Napping increases the chances of high blood pressure and stroke because I've taken a nap every day since high school.
and I am a devout napper when I have time.
Me too.
Which is not often.
Well, not all the time.
But I love a good nap. I think what this is referring to is that the study they were looking at correlated napping daily with a higher risk of hypertension and stroke. So hypertension is high blood pressure. And they think that is likely because people who nap are napping because they're getting poor sleep quality at night. So when we look at other things that cause poor sleep quality at night, things like obstructive sleep apnea, those people who suffer from sleep apnea often have a higher risk of stroke and high blood pressure. So the message isn't that taking a nap causes high blood pressure or stroke. It's that there's something else happening that is making you higher risk. And so the nap is an indicator of that. So I don't think the study is telling us to avoid naps. But if you see yourself napping a lot, really think about, how is my sleep at night? Is there anything I can do to improve my sleep hygiene?
And that's a new term. I like that.
I think we've had Sarah on, who's
yes.
from our health education department, and we do a class on sleep. And sleep hygiene is, don't have the TV or your phone on you a half an hour before you go to sleep. Use your bed for sleeping primarily. Avoid caffeine late in the day.
Oh, yes.
And try and eat a few hours before you go to sleep.
I'm doing that 7-Eleven diet.
Oh.
So I'm through dining usually by 6. Then I watch Jeopardy. I got it the other night. Wednesday night, I got Final Jeopardy again. The answer was Galileo. I don't remember the question, but the answer was... And so I can do that. I've gotten better since Sarah was here. I took some of her tips. Instead of leaving the TV on all night, I put my DirecTV on 853, which is easy listening music, and play it softer. So I'm kind of weaning myself.
That's a great idea. There's also lots of free apps for your phone.
Well, you told me not to have my phone near me.
Your phone shouldn't be in your face.
Okay, I know.
You can leave it on and have nature sounds or meditations yes. in the background. I know sometimes when I have trouble sleeping, those are helpful.
Because when our babies were littler, I would nap when they did.
Absolutely. And that's a perfect example because your sleep quality at night probably was not very good.
I was the original lazy mother. I slept with my babies on top of me, so I didn't even, and they had disposable diapers, at least Tyler did. I didn't have to hit the ground to nurse him or to change his diaper. Poor baby. That explains a lot. Poor Tyler. Okay. Question number one was about the triple breast cancer affliction that is now being eliminated by some hormone investigation. Question number two from a Joey Pal. We dissuaded. napping does not increase high blood pressure and stroke unless you've already got something going on with your sleep pattern.
Napping's an indication that there's something wrong.
Wrong. Okay. Smoking linked to severe COVID-19 complications.
Yes. So when we think of COVID-19, we've talked a lot about the fact that it's not just a respiratory disease, but it's an overall inflammatory condition for your body.
Inflammatory. Okay. COVID is inflammatory,
yes,
by definition.
And it impacts our lungs. So if you're a smoker, chances are you have what we call fibrosis, which is another word for scarring. And it means that you don't have the same level of function that somebody who doesn't smoke has. So you're more likely to have more severe respiratory issues.
Gotcha.
The other thing that smoking does is smoking is a major inflammation
it
mechanism.
Is?
It is.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, I don't smoke, so maybe that's...
Yes. So
smoking
that can,
causes inflammation.
It causes inflammations, especially in your blood vessels. And what we've seen with a lot of people who get COVID is they get blood clots in their legs, in their lungs, in their brains. And so if you already have, think about a hose.
Okay.
The inside of the hose should be real slick and smooth. Your water comes out in a nice clean stream. If you have buildup of gunk in your hose, it's bumpy inside, right?
Right.
So when things are bumpy and rough, they're more likely to collect other things like rocks. In this case, blood products, cholesterol. So people who smoke have that type of inflammation,
wow,
on their blood vessels. And so as we get infection in there, they're more likely to have problems with their blood vessels, which can lead to complications when we're talking,
wow,
about COVID.
That's terrible. I wrote down, smoking causes inflammation in your blood vessels. Therefore, dot, dot, dot. Remember that in geometry?
Yes.
Therefore, COVID, dot, 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 can cause blood clots in your legs, your brain.
Your lungs.
Your lungs. You never told us that before. I don't like knowing that.
It, okay, it has been known to cause stroke. And
because I thought when people started wearing all those masks, I thought this has to impact people smoking.
And it does. It does.
You know, they, unless you cut a hole in your mask so you could smoke. Okay, we have time for one more. Ready?
Yes.
Question number 4. Wearable fitness tracker detects COVID before symptoms.
Yes. So this was done.
What did I say? What do I mean?
So this is a watch, essentially.
Oh.
A wearable. Something,
okay,
that you... it's by a company that creates this tool for fertility. So
what?
When we're looking at becoming pregnant, there are some indicators that you're going to ovulate. So changes in
temperature,
changes in heart rate, changes in oxygenation, sleep, movement. Those are all those work into predicting ovulation.
Okay.
Well, all of those things also are predictive of whether you're getting an infection. So your temperature might rise, your heart rate variability, meaning how your heart rate varies from moment to moment throughout the day, your oxygen levels, those are all impacted by COVID. So they correlated,
golly,
that you could view some of those changes before COVID happened. I know a lot of wearable companies right now are looking into being able to predict that you're getting COVID. And why is this important? Well, it's important because we usually don't know that you have COVID until you've already exposed others to it.
Exactly.
So if you knew you were getting it before you were infectious,
that first 3 days,
you could avoid infecting others. You could prepare your body for battling COVID, hydration, get all the medications you need on board, make sure you've got some good healthy food at home.
Isolate,
absolutely.
I like that. And all you probably have to do is Google COVID watch.
Yes. It was by a company called Aura. A-U-R-A.
Good girl. We did it. We got through 4 Joey Pal questions. We got to visit with our precious Lindsay Valenzuela. Who's here next week? Do you know?
I believe it's me.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, Joey Pals, you know what to do. Just joeychocolate@aol.com. And I'm very proud of the things you've and Brian have shared with the Joey Pals over this 126 weeks. Well, will we ever get to where we don't have to talk about it?
I really hope so. I really do hope so.
We
I think we're getting closer,
and then we went backwards.
Well, if there's any good news, it's that we are getting more vaccinated, more educated, and we're not as worried about serious illness and death as much as we are about just trying to keep it out of the community so that the healthcare system isn't impacted.
Thank you for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Bless your heart. Okay, Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, darlings. ACT Tours says there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. I always say that just sounds like Steve Canol, doesn't it? Travel the world while you can with ACT Tours. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents, which I can name, by the way, at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes from the Mothership. The website is astrologyworldnews.com. We're under the sign of Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. For your sign, go to her website and get the exact news up to the second, minute, hour, day, week, month, and beyond. The Desert Water Agency keeps telling us that DWA has approved new water restrictions. No sprinklers during daylight hours, and there are fines, Joey Pals, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Details at DWA.org. Just Fabulous has wonderful gifts for kids, pets, huge orders of books, candles, and more, birthdays, weddings, just any old reason, and a new collection of retro pool floats. I can't imagine. The letter B, Just Fabulous. That's bejustfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O Visions. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered from his beautiful office, which we're going to rename Sanctuary something, overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley, will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. For more information, it's a great gift idea. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway wants you to know the tramway will be closed for annual maintenance from September 12th through October 9th, with a tentative reopening date of October 10th, 2022. So maybe you want to get up there right now, because Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours until September 12th. And Peaks Restaurant is now open for lunch and dinner until September 12th. Check it all out, pstramway.com. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center, the home of the best popcorn in the valley. Yum. Says, here are some choices. Come on up for live music in the VIP lounge. No cover, two drink minimum. There are Soulful Sundays with Keisha Dees. There might be Mon Petit Salon. There might be Wednesday Life with a Cabaret. Life is a Cabaret with a Cabaret. No, Life is a Cabaret with Les Michaels. Just come to the Cabaret. No, no, no. There's jazz on the second floor, sometimes cocktails and classics. And the movies that they're showing, you might see Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. You might see Nope. So the thing you need to do is check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow, Dana Haynes and astrology, Daniel Meyer from the airport, and Morgan Levine in her red Jeep. Until then, you be well and all the best.